Welcome to Money Moves. This is a show that helps you take control of your financial life with no jargon, no judgment, just actionable financial advice. I am Jill Schlesinger. I'm a certified financial planner. And my co-host is Mark Talercio, who's also the executive producer of My Life. He's also a certified financial planner. Hello, Mark.
Hello, Jill.
And we are joined by Kayla Sabah, a certified financial planner who actually does it for a living, a financial advisor in her own right. And Kayla joins us from Greenspring Advisor. She's back helping us answer questions, but also finding interesting stories. So, Mark, I say to Kayla yesterday, hey, you run across any stories that you're interested in? She goes, as a matter of fact, how about this one? So there's a recent piece in the New York Times talking about cosmetic procedures among younger folks. It has now become mainstream for people under 30 to receive Botox, fillers, lasers, facelifts, boob lifts, everything. Okay, tell us about this. What is happening out there? I'm worried. I'm worried for the youth of America.
This is very.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, she's got nothing. She told us already. I don't have anything.
I have no judgment towards it. I completely understand wanting to do it and looking in the mirror and wanting to fix something. That being said, it has become so commonplace and it's something that you're doing regularly. So I know lots of people who get Botox filler every 3 months. It fades quickly. It's $400 to $800
what?
A session.
Holy smokes.
And you can't really blame them. You're looking online and everybody has a similar face. You look on your phone and there is a filter constantly that you start to look at yourself and not like what you see. And it becomes a fixed mandatory expense once you start.
I'm stuck on this. $400 to $800. But is this just with your rich friends here in New York City or are there other people doing this? Like, I want to make sure that, like, are normal people doing this?
I'm speaking in broad strokes, but I think it's becoming a thing that if you don't do it, you feel, because everybody is doing it, you feel so much worse about yourself people are budgeting for this in their life,
for sure. This is a product of the social media world that we live in, right?
I mean,
we always talk about all the nonsense, financial nonsense, right? I mean, there's like so much bullshit on social media involving the healthcare industry, you know, eat this, eat that, take this supplement, get this shot, and tomorrow you'll look 10 years younger. And people believe the nonsense that they see on there.
All right. Well, I have not yet gotten any cosmetic surgery. Of course, as a woman of age 60, I have many friends who have. And I have friends who've done Botox. Here's my gig. I work in a business where obviously a lot of people do this. And my biggest concern was someone said to me, oh, well, you just do a little Botox in between your eyes and your wrinkles will come out. And I said, but what if I lose like my expression or what if it doesn't work?
Botox
and mostly I'm worried about something bad happening.
We've seen those people.
Right. And or the lips. And like I have friends who are unrecognizable from when I knew them in the past. And also there's a part of me that, you know, when you talk to older people who have had it, like things fall. So then like if you're starting it in your 30s or 20s even, oh my God, what's going to happen in the future? Are you building this into people's budgets? Do you actually ask if you have a young client, would you say, well, you know, let's go through your cash flow. What are you spending money on?
It's not covered by insurance.
No.
I don't highlight it, but we have people fill out a very detailed expense worksheet, and more you're seeing a line item for this.
Oh,
for sure.
My God. Yeah. I am just blown away. Okay, Mark, what would be the plastic surgical procedure that you would get?
None.
No, come on.
You know what, though? The dental hygienist recently said, for teeth grinding, if you grind your teeth a lot,
yes,
you can do a Botox shot
near
your jawline.
That's for TMJ,
and it relaxes
your jaw. I've heard people do that for
TMJ. That doesn't count, though.
Yeah, that's like medical. that's like an off-label use for a medical procedure.
There's nothing I would do. What am I going to do?
What about
hair?
LASIK?
No, never happened.
Maybe you could stop wearing glasses. You could get LASIK.
No, I like glasses. Yeah, okay. I wouldn't mess with my eyes.
All right, Okay, I'm going to just say it. I would get a breast reduction. I would get a boob reduction.
Okay.
Because the girls,
I've been working with you for 15 years. I never knew this.
Okay, gravity brings things down. And also, I don't know, like, your body changes as you get older. Like, now I know, like, this is kind of where I am. This is it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
So this is in the works, or are you just
not at all? Because I'm absolutely petrified of anything that is not an essential surgery. Like, I really am. And I think it's, no, it's not like Joan Rivers died when she was getting a facelift. It's more like bad things can happen. It takes so long for you to do a lot of the recovery. So, you know, I don't know, like, remember when I had shoulder surgery? I don't know if I knew you then, Mark, but like I got into a terrible bike accident in Central Park. I had to have shoulder surgery. It took me like a year to recover from that, and it was brutal. And I have a friend who got a facelift, and it was disgusting. She sent pictures of everything. I mean, she looks great now. There's no way in hell I would go through it. I will, like, my face will be falling into this microphone, and I will not be getting that. So, Kayla, do you want to say what you would do if you had the guts?
I say all this, and then at the same time, I look in the mirror all the time, and I'm like, oh, it would be nice to have a little lift here and to have a little this here.
Oh my God. She's not even 30. No. She's beautiful.
I'm not going to, mostly because I'm like, one, I'm not going to spend the money on it, and two, I have the same fear about risks, and I want to look at myself and... It's like, what is that quote? Like, it's an act of resistance to love yourself the way you are. It's cheesy, but it's true.
Yeah, I love that.
I still look in the mirror, and you know, I look at social media. I look at people who have done it, and it looks great. And I'm like, it's so easy to look at yourself and want to do it. But I think what happens is you look at yourself in the mirror with Botox, it starts to fade, and then you don't like your face anymore, and it becomes this thing that you have to do.
It's a cycle.
No.
It's a cycle.
First of all, let's just think, put this in, like, let's say that you're spending $5,000 to $10,000 a year on that. Like, I'd rather go away with that $5,000 to $10,000. I really would. So, okay, if you're paying a lot for plastic surgery, no judgment. It's just that I'm scared. Mark wouldn't do anything. Kayla's worried that you're looking at social media too much. And it's probably really just like bad for your psyche. Yeah. But if you want to do it, go do it. And if you want to know how to pay for it, get in touch with us. Okay, gang, it is time for our favorite part of this program. It is the Jillionaire question part. Today, we have a shy person who's joining us. Her name is Rachel, and she is from Indiana. Hello, Rachel. Welcome to Money Moves. How are you?
I'm doing well, Jill. How are you? Thank you for having me.
We are great. You heard as we came into the intro, we actually got a financial advisor to sit on the set with us today so we could answer your question. So what's going on?
Yeah, so I am 35. My husband's 38. We have a 3 and a 1-year-old. Our 3-year-old is starting preschool, and we have kind of fallen in love with this rather expensive international private school. Uh-huh. And the tuition to send them both there from preschool to 18 will mean that we can't save as much in our retirement accounts as we had been previously. And I just want to make sure that, you know, we're not overextending ourselves to the point where, you know, we never want to have to delay our retirement or, you know, heaven forbid, our children need to help us out of retirement.
Give me the tuition number.
I want to know what international private school in Indiana costs. Wait, let's guess. Hold on. So we're going to just give you like some of the New York comps. New York private school. Isaac, is it like $90,000 now? It is. It's 90.
Like between 60 and 90.
Yes.
Yeah.
In New York, Rachel, a private school is like $70,000 to $90,000 a year for one kid. So now we're going to guess what it is in Indiana. Mm-hmm. Kayla, what do you think?
Let's go 40.
Mm. Mark?
Yeah, she's with me. I was going to say 35, 40.
I say 30. What is it, Rachel? What's the per student cost?
It's about 25 to 27.
Ooh, let's go to Indiana, private school people. So 25. And what for? Do you get a discount for two kids? Because in New York, they don't give you a discount for two.
No.
So it's $50,000 a year is what you're telling us.
Yes.
Okay. Now, have you guys already socked away a lot of money for retirement? Because that's going to be the big factor. If you've already done such an amazing job, maybe you don't have to do so much. So where do you stand in that?
Yeah. So that's, I think, my question for you guys. We have currently saved about $440,000 between all of our retirement accounts. That's about 40% Roth, 60% traditional across, you know, several different accounts.
Okay. And you're both employed right now, right?
Correct.
And will either of you be entitled to a pension?
We will not.
Ugh. Okay. Own your own home?
We do.
Okay. Mortgage outstanding?
I think it's about $135,000.
And what's the interest rate?
3%.
3%. Okay. Mark?
So as things stand right now, before you potentially make this change, are you guys, you know, maxing out retirement accounts, saving additional in brokerage account? What's going on?
Yeah. So before we had our kids, we were maxing out our accounts pretty much. And then we had our kids and we decided to go the nanny route versus the daycare route. So we reduced our contributions to 6% with a 4% match. So 10% in each of our work plans, and then maxing out our backdoor Roth IRAs. Our plan originally was, you know, once they start school to, you know, rev everything back up because public school is much, you know, cheaper. But with us deciding on this private school, we're not going to be able to rev back up like we initially planned to.
Will your contributions go down even more?
They will not.
Okay. So we're going to, so just so we're clear, we have a 6% contribution for both of you with a 4% match, and you're also doing backdoor Roths?
Yes.
And 529s?
Yes. So 529s, this is kind of a second part of the question. We contribute $500 a month to each of the kids' accounts. And there is also possibly, we've been told, money from my dad for their education as well. But I don't like to assume something I can't see.
Kayla, can I tell them to stop putting money in the 529 plan to do this?
Yeah, I think that you can, but I actually think that you're in such a great, you're in great shape. I'm very impressed. 440, I'm looking at your notes, 440,000, you have a match, you're doing backdoor Roths, you know, I think you're doing lots of great things. And one of the things is your children are still very young. You have lots of time to grow this money that I'm thinking that you could do all of this.
My God.
Are the public schools that bad where you live?
They're not. Actually, we live in the same district that we went to school in. And so it's a fine school. We are very successful. We just really liked this school. Our kids will be learning in Mandarin. It has international
Ni hao.
You know what? You really, now Mark's in your camp because Mark, Theo goes to a public school.
Yeah, yeah. My son speaks, he's fluent in Mandarin.
Oh, that's amazing.
But that said, so let's just talk about this. So if you were to do this, where do you feel like you'd have to pull back at all? You know how much you earn. If you want to tell us what your household income is, maybe we can get a better understanding of that.
Yeah, because, you know, this kind of leads me to my next question. If nothing changes and you guys are going to be paying basically $50,000 a year, where's that $50,000 a year right now?
That's what I want to know.
It's in our nanny.
Okay. So you're spending a lot of money right now for the nanny, and what you're going to have like a couple of years that's going to stink though, because you're going to have the older one will be in the private school. You'll still have to pay for the nanny for the younger one. What's the household income?
I make $175. That's including like a very stable bonus. My husband makes $125. So we're pretty much around $300 a year, which in Indiana is very good.
I mean, it sounds good. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that let's try it out. And also, can you be open to the idea that if something bad were to happen, you would have to figure out where to pull back? I mean, I don't like telling people not to go to private school, even though you seem like very well an accomplished person.
And they're used, for me, the thing is they're used to spending this money. It's simply being redirected now.
Yeah. So now it's like you're going up. Okay, here's what's happening, Rachel. You and your husband are climbing Everest. You're at base camp A, and you're going up to the next base camp B, and you're already acclimatized. You're used to spending this much money. So, Kayla, in some respects, that's half the battle. It's not like they're starting with, like, a great cash flow and everything's amazing. They're already spending this money. Mm. So you're game. You're okay with this.
I'm okay with it. In general, I'd want to look at all the numbers.
But she always gives that caveat. I
really
hate
do.
That about her.
I know.
Her.
I really do. It's a disclaimer because it's instinct for me to want to do all the
math. Of course.
But yes, based on what you're telling me, I feel like this is doable. Your savings rate, I would keep getting the match for sure. But the way spending works is it's not the same every year. And what you're spending or saving towards changes, and that's fine, as long as that you know that during these periods where you're spending a lot on education, that maybe in later years you're going to have to sacrifice something else and sock away more. It doesn't have to be a consistent amount of saving every year to retirement, as long as you understand the trade-off that later you may have to do a bit more for yourself.
Rachel, is your father rich? Is your parents rich that he says, oh, I'm going to pay for college? Is that for real or is that below?
So he is. We were not raised wealthy. He sat me and my sisters down a couple months ago and just said, you know, I'm putting $100,000 for each of the kids into a trust for their education. Every couple years, I'm going to reevaluate that number, increase it with cost. And then approximately so much would be coming, you know, to me, my sisters, at the time of his passing as well.
I am good with this. I'm 100%. So I'm not worrying about the 529. I'm going to trust that your dad would not sit you down and have a conversation about funding a trust, although he should probably just put in a 529 plan, but that's a different matter. Tell your dad to call us. But I think this is all fine. This is all great. And so I say yes to private school. I'm all in. Mark, are you in?
I mean, financially, they can swing it. It's a little, it's a kind of a tough pill for me to swallow, knowing that the public schools where they live are good schools.
Well, just get over it. It's not your choice. It's her choice.
Her choice.
Her choice. We're in.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Okay, time for the TikTok takedown. Let's cue the video and we will give you our opinion of whether this is legit, useful, or not.
By the way, the fastest way to fuck your life up is whenever you go get a coffee and you're going to do something in your day-to-day and you tell yourself, this is too expensive. If only you knew how much damage that is doing to you. And even if deep down you somewhat think that it is too expensive, stop thinking it and stop saying it. Everything you do in life needs to feel abundant. I don't care if you have 10 bucks in your bank account and you're going to get a $5 coffee, it still needs to come from abundance. You will never get rich when you are scared to spend money. Money is not something that should be valued. The moment you stop valuing money and you realize money is energy, you just learn how to attract it. This shit is so easy. You're placing so much value on something that does not even exist. It doesn't matter. And when you're in that scarcity mindset of, oh, this coffee is too expensive, what are you telling the world? You are signaling lack, complete lack. Stop fucking your life up by doing this one dumb thing. I promise you, watch how much your life changes from stop doing it.
Let me just say, first of all, I have no idea what the hell he was saying, but can we just look at his use of the word your?
Yeah.
You're broke? You mean you are broke?
Yeah,
you ding dong?
Okay. Thank you for using that. If you're not watching with us, this is something that needs to be watched. Okay. And I want to explain why. So audio people, go to YouTube and subscribe and watch this. This young man is – okay, I will make definite leaps here. Okay. He looks like a rich kid named Chad with his like bouffanty blonde hair and his very pretty blue shirt and his very nice eyes, talking about abundance for some weird reason and stop telling people not to be worried about spending money regardless of how little you have. Yeah. I mean, I would almost venture to guess that this guy is right out of Central Casting. Why is anybody even like, honestly, having this guy even have anybody follow and watch and listen? And like, what are you getting from this? The fact that he said, give yourself permission to spend your money. And even if
you have $10 in your bank account, just use it on a coffee.
No, use five for a coffee. Yeah. Just spend half of that. This guy's a knucklehead. Also, what do you think he does for a living, Mark?
Probably nothing.
Nothing?
Probably lives off the trust fund.
I mean, he does look kind of rich, don't you think?
Yeah.
I hate to do that, he does kind
of. Chad was a good name for him.
Chad.
Chad was a good name
Chatsky.
For him. Chad. No hate to the Chads.
Yeah. So really tune this out. This is so silly. Yeah. Anyway, any like reasonable person, and Jillionaires, we know you're reasonable. You know this is nonsense. It's kind of fun to watch it just because it's so stupid.
Yeah.
But it is. Now, I didn't say he's stupid. I just said that it is stupid. But I think it's worth understanding that like these little buzzwords like abundance, like, oh, I listened to Ezra Klein's podcast, so I'm going to talk about abundance. And, you know, I love you, Ezra, but like, okay, enough.
To me, it was like pretending to be rich is more important than actually being focusing on your money.
Yes, yes.
Like if you pretend, people will see you as this way.
Do you think he's a California-based person?
Oh, my California friends are going to roll their eyes, but he does give a slight like LA,
doesn't
LA
he?
Vibe. A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, I think so too. If you run into anybody like this, go the other direction. Do not date anybody like this, for sure. And certainly don't pay a heed to anything they're saying. But if you do have a question, you should get in touch with us. Go to JillOnMoney.com, click the Contact Us button, write us a note. And if you want to come on the air live, which we really love, check the audio or video box and someone will chase you down and we'll bring you on the program with us. And you can ask your own question. If you are not watching us on YouTube, get over to YouTube and subscribe to Money Moves because we want that and so do the overlords. So we really take this seriously. Of course, I know you like the audio. I'm a podcast person. So if you want to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, that's fine. But also subscribe to the YouTube show. We're going to double count this, Mark. That's how we're going to figure out our success. That's what I'm going to do. Thanks to everyone who helped us out today. Thank you so much to Kayla Sabah for joining us. Always good to have like a legit human being here rather than Mark and I who are just, you know, playing financial planners
not
on
legit
YouTube.
Human beings.
No, we're not in this world. You know what? The difference between giving financial advice to the masses as a media person is way different than doing it when you're getting paid for it. And I know the difference and I know how hard that job is, which is why I don't do it anymore. So thanks so much for listening and we really appreciate it. We will chat with you next time.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.